Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, on Friday night, down at Western Park next to Aquamoos, a group of young people are putting on a multicultural family concert, and it's all about a new platform which is supporting artists of colour living in regional areas. And I'm joined in the studio this morning by Jonathan Safari and Ree Perrick, and they're the masterminds, well, some of the masterminds behind this great initiative. Good morning, Ree and Jonathan.
Good morning, Terry.
Thank you for coming in to tell us all about it. So maybe if we start, before talking about the concert itself, tell me about this new program, Newprint.
So Newprint is a project that we've been working on for a while. We received some funding to put on 4 live music events in 4 government areas. So that includes Shepparton, Melton, Wyndham and Dandenong. And so there have been 2 producers chosen in each area to put on these 4 live music events over the course of a few months until March next year. And so me and Young Killy here have been chosen as the 2 programmers for Shepparton. So we've put on a series called Block 30, and this 10th of December will be the first one to kick it all off.
Okay, so you're both artists. You're sort of producing this, but you're both artists yourself. Maybe tell us a bit about your work. Ree just called you Young Killy, Jonathan, so that's obviously your artist name. So tell us a bit about your work.
I'm mostly known by Young Killy, and I'm an artist from Shep. I do hip-hop. I produce as well, so I'm an artist and a producer. I do hip-hop, singing. I do almost all kind of music, Afrobeat. And, yeah, I've been doing music for 2 years, and I'm really glad I got to, like, be part of this program, you know, trying to set a new platform for, like, young up-and-coming artists of color, and also... the Newprint gave me a chance to learn more about creating events. You know, most of the time we just rely on the people who have been in the industry for so long, but Newprint gave us a chance to create our own events and see how it looks like, what's the process of creating our own event. And especially here in Shep, we don't have much hip-hop type of music events, so it's been a blessing being part of it.
Excellent. Maybe Ree, if you can tell us a bit about the artists that will be performing on Friday night.
Yeah, so we've got a whole range of artists coming from all around the GB region, including Melbourne. We've got some local acts, including Young Killy and myself. We've got people from Echuca, such as Maddie Culver-Walker, and other local acts like Lily Walker as well. And we've got 2 headliners coming from Melbourne, which is Mr. C and his crew, also known as Calculated Risk, and Hoodie for Life.
I believe Mongo Mikasa is hosting the show.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to have him and his big personality, and yeah, he's really cool.
And some of the people you've mentioned, including Mongo and also Young Killy here, performed as part of the recent Shepparton Unites concert. That was it. What was that experience like? That was like an online concert that I think happened about a month ago. I thought it was fantastic. I loved it myself. Sat down on a Friday night and streamed it live, and so much diversity in the music presented.
Definitely. Yeah, that was like the very first event coming back from COVID, and it was a hell experience, you know. Having to perform online, there's no audience, just you and the camera right there.
Yeah, that's a challenge, isn't it? That performing to an online audience.
Yeah.
I guess one of the great things about this Friday night, it's a bit of a COVID comeback concert, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it because this is going to be like our first face-to-face concert after like 2 years, I'll say. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. And, yeah, I know everyone's going to have fun because...
Absolutely.
We miss seeing everyone's lovely faces.
Yeah, it's definitely an opportunity for some of these people to be performing for the first time as well. So it's really cool to see everyone come together because we've got artists like from all ranges, like emerging, someone who are already established and stuff like that.
So the different styles?
Yeah, definitely. We've got ranges from country singers to R&B to hip-hop and rap and drill and all sorts of genres.
I think, Young Killer, I've heard you saying before that you really want to bring out what you think is the hidden musical talent in Shepparton, and you think there's a lot of talent here.
Yeah, especially like a lot of people, when you tell them you're from Shepparton, they're like, where's Shepparton? And then they're like, do people really live in Shepparton? You know, but what they don't know, like, there's real people here in Shepparton and there's real talent here. Like, there's a lot of talents that's hidden here in Shepparton. Like, because I do music and I produce music, sometimes I just come across kids which are really talented, but they need someone to inspire them, you know, and they need inspiration. So sometimes they make music, but where can they showcase their music? So a platform like Newprint Block 30 is a very, very good place for those kids who, like, have the talent and they need, like, everyone need to see it, you know, because sometimes that, like, it might be like a 15-minute set, but it's going to boost someone's confidence a lot.
Absolutely. And yeah. I guess we should acknowledge Multicultural Arts Victoria and their role in putting the program on.
Yeah, definitely.
As well. So this, the concert, tell us all about it. It's kicking off 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, so it starts at 5 p.m., finishes at 9. We'll start off with our ceremony, our Welcome to Country from Umbriki B, who's also a local Yorta Yorta artist. So he'll be kicking it off, and then we've got our host, Monga, and we've got all the acts lined up throughout the night with food available at the venue, and it's free entry. It's open to all ages. Anyone under 12 is advised to have parental guidance, however, but other than that, it's just a big vibe for everyone to come and enjoy as well.
It's an alcohol-free family event.
Yeah, alcohol-free, smoke-free,
well. Smoke-free. Yeah. Yeah.
All those good things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't play your song today because I didn't get it in time. I'm really sorry about that, but I think people just need to get along and hear the music if they want to do that. But I'll definitely put your song on the system and we'll play it in future. What so that will give us a bit of an idea of what Young Killy's about. What about you, Ree? I was saying to you off air, I've had you in this studio before singing a Beyonce song. What are you doing these days?
Still singing. I'm still singing.
Doing rapping as well these days.
Yeah. I kind of dabble in a few different areas. I haven't recorded anything to put out yet, but that's probably going to change in the next 2 weeks.
Are you more of a pop person, do you think?
I'm more of R&B, rap kind of style.
So yeah. What artists?
Still Beyonce.
That's all right.
Yeah, still Beyonce. I guess people like Tyler, the Creator. I would say people like Toby Mwigwe. Like, there's all sorts of artists. Erykah Badu, yeah.
I haven't heard of any of them, but I'm sure they're great. What about you, Young Killy? Who are your inspirations?
Well, Toby Nwigwe is like one of my inspirations.
I think I need to look this guy up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then another artist called Black. And then myself.
Yeah, you gotta be original, don't you?
Yeah, cause I'm still like in the rap, Afro singing type of genre. So yeah.
Do you want to give us a bit of a rap before you go? I think maybe last time you were here, I put you on the you on the spot. Well, it's either Ree either sings or you rap. Oh. Take your pick.
Nah, Ree, you definitely sing.
I don't have anything. My voice is like.
maybe next. I'm not really good at freestyling.
Maybe you know, just keep it under wraps. Make people come along on Friday.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you're not here, like the kind of music I make. Come on Friday and you'll see me live.
That's right.
We'll also have some exclusive unreleased music performed on Friday from multiple artists. So
all right, all will be revealed on Friday. I think next time I'm getting in the studio, Jonathan, I'm going to give you a bit of warning and get you to do a rap. So it is Friday from 5 o'clock, the Multicultural Family Concert. It's by Newprint and it's called, is it Block 30?
Block 30.
What does that mean?
So it's kind of a take on, you know, our postcode. I think in our communities we have a lot of issues around postcodes and stuff, like, you know, as you see in the news. And I think it's kind of like claiming that back and kind of saying, like, this is really what happens in the 30s, so 3630, this is our postcode, and this is the kind of talent that we really do have, like underneath that postcode, what does that mean? And so this is our youth, this is our people and stuff like that. So, and it's like, it's our block, it's where we come from and stuff
it's
like that.
It's our house.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. That's what this is about. Other things you may have heard.
Yeah.
Like it. That's great, guys. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best on Friday night. And I'm sure this is going to lead to other things. So keep in touch. Keep us up to date with it. Fantastic initiative. So that's the Block 30 concert at Western Park next to Ackermoves there, down in Tom Collins Drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
On Friday night from 5. Get along. It's free. Get your young people to go along. Give them something constructive to do at this busy time of year. Thank you so much for your time, guys, and all the best with continuing to produce and create your music.
Thank you very much for having us.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
One FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name, and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers, and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning, and cutting, with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road, opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Fatigue is one of the greatest contributors to road trauma. Modern cars with their quiet running systems, comfortable seating, coupled with long stretches of straight dual-lane highways can be conducive to fatigue. To combat fatigue, take regular breaks. Stop at every 2 hours. Get out of the car. Stretch the legs. Check out the scenery and let your eyes refocus. Don't drive when you would normally be sleeping. Take a 15-minute power nap if you feel yourself becoming drowsy. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.